Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. After my recent health problems, the doctors prescribed all kinds of big pharma for me, and the big pharma products did absolutely nothing to help me at all. My blood pressure was out of control, my sugar was out of control, waste of time. So I went an alternative route. I have tried and have been using the longevity products that are advertised on DIY Health here on EFR with very good results. Now, these products, accompanied with self-control of your diet and plenty of exercise, which is the key, well, my blood pressure is down in the normal range, my weight is way down, which brings my blood sugar level way down. And all in all, I feel pretty doggone good. So, if you would like to try these products, you can contact my friend Patrick at area code 901-553-6900. That's area code 901-553-6900. Tell Patrick what's going on with your health, and he can help you out. Thank you for listening, and may Yahweh bless and keep you. Praise Yahweh.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe.
Yes, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. Show's word for word, I'm Pastor Steve, and this show is number 478. We are going to start in the book of Revelations. We're almost done with the scriptures. Start in chapter 1 here today. I'm going to take my time because there's lots of notes. So we don't know how far we'll get on each show. I'm just going to take them easy. Coming down the home stretch here. It's been a glorious, wonderful read all the way through from Genesis all the way up to Revelation here. And by golly, here we are. Ah, yes. And let's get started right here. My website is www.pastor-steve.com, and that'll get you to the place where all my word-for-word shows will be, and my wake-up calls, and some of my other posts. Nice little website. It's not interactive. You can download shows or listen to shows. And look at some of the stuff that's on there, the two seed line links. And nice little website. I'm real pleased with it. So let's get started in the book of Revelation. In the Hebrew, it's called Chazon. Okay. And this is chapter 1, verse 1. Revelation of Yeshua Messiah, which Elohim gave him to show his servants what has to take place with speed. And he signified it by sending his messenger to his servant Yohanan, that's John, and a messenger would be an angel, a Okay. Verse 2. Who bore witness to the word of Elohim and the witness of Yahshua Messiah to all he saw. Verse 3. Blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of this prophecy and guard what is written in it, for the time is near. Verse 4, and for verse 4 you can reference Exodus chapter 3, verse 14, Exodus 3, verse 14, and Revelations chapter 4, verse 5, Revelations 4, verse 5, this is verse 4. Yochanan to the seven assemblies that are in Asia. Favor to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is coming, and from the seven spirits that are before his throne. Verse 5 of chapter 1. Reference Isaiah chapter 55, verse 4. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 4. And Psalm 89, 27. 89, verse 27. And from Yahshua Messiah, the trustworthy witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler of the sovereigns of the earth. To him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Verse 6, reference Exodus chapter 19. Verse 6, Exodus 19, verse 6, and Revelation chapter 5, verse 10, Revelation 5, 10. And has made us sovereigns and priests to his Elohim and Father, to him be esteem and rule forever and ever. Amen. That's kings and priests. All right. We will, in the remnant, be the administrative body here on this planet after the coming of Yeshua. He will be the ruler. We will be his administrators. Now, this is verse 7. And for verse 7, reference the book of Matthew, chapter 24, verse 30. Chapter 24, verse 30 in Matthew. In Mark, chapter 13, verse 26. Chapter 13, verse 26. The book of Luke, chapter 21, verse 27, 21:27, and 1 Thessalonians, chapter 4, verse 17, 1 Thessalonians 4:17, the book of John, chapter 19, verse 34, 19:34. The book of Daniel, chapter 7, verse 13, Daniel 7, 13, and Zechariah, chapter 12, verse 10, Zechariah 12, 10. This is verse 7. See, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye shall see him, even they who pierced him. And all the tribes of the earth shall mourn because of him. Yes, amen. Verse 8 of chapter 1. Reference Revelation chapter 22, verse 13. Revelation 22, 13. And Exodus chapter 3, verse 14. Exodus 3, 14. For verse 8. I am the Aleph and the Tau, beginning and end, says Yahweh, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. Now, Aleph is the first letter of the Hebrew alphabet, and Tau is the last letter of the Hebrew alphabet. So that's what that means, beginning and end. Okay. Verse 9. I, Yochanan, both your brother and co-sharer in pressure, that means persecution, and in the reign and endurance of Yahshua Messiah, came to be on the island that is called Patmos, for the word of Elohim and for the witness of Yahshua Messiah. And here is verse 10. And for verse 10, reference Yeshayahu, that's Isaiah, okay? Isaiah chapter 13, verses 6 and 9. Isaiah 16, 6 and 9. Yechezkel, that's Ezekiel. That's the book of Ezekiel, chapter 13, verse 5. The book of Joel, chapter 1, verse 15, chapter 2, verses 1, 11, and 31, and chapter 3, verse 14. That's Joel 1, 15, 2, 1, 11, and 31, and 3, 14. The book of Amos, chapter 5, verses 16 through 20. That's Amos 5, 16 through 20. The book of Obadiah, chapter 1, verse 15. That's 1:15. Zephaniah, chapter 1, verses 7 and 14. Chapter 1, 7 and 14. Malachi, chapter 4, verse 5. Chapter 4, verse 5. The book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 20. The book of Acts, 2:20. 1 Thessalonians, chapter 5, verse 2. Chapter 5, verse 2. 2 Thessalonians, chapter 2, verse 2. Chapter 2, verse 2. 2 Peter, chapter 3, verse 10. It's chapter 3, verse 10. And that is all the listings for verse 10. That's notes for that particular verse. I came to be in the Spirit on the day of Yahweh. That would be on a Shabbat. And I heard behind me a loud voice as of a trumpet. Okay. Verse 11. Saying, I am the Aleph and the Tau, the first and the last. and write in a book what you see and send it to the seven assemblies of Asia, to Ephesus and to Smyrna and to Pergamos and to Thyatira and to Sardis and to Philadelphia and to Laodicea. Verse 12. And I turned to see the voice which spoke with me, and having turned, I saw seven golden lampstands. Now you can reference Zechariah, the book of Zechariah, chapter 4, verse 2. That's Zechariah chapter 4, verse 2. Verse 13. Let me change my glasses. I'm having trouble reading this with those glasses. There we go. Verse 13. And for verse 13, reference Daniel chapter 7, verse 13. Daniel 7, 13, and Daniel 10, verse 5. Daniel 10, verse 5. Verse 13. And in the midst of the seven lampstands, one like the son of Adam, dressed in a robe down to the feet, and girded about the chest with a golden band. Verse 14 of chapter 1. Reference Daniel 7, verse 9. Daniel chapter 7, verse 9. And his head and hair were white as white wool, as snow, and his eyes as a flame of fire. Verse 15, reference Daniel chapter 10, verse 6. Daniel chapter 10, verse 6. And Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 24, Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 24, and chapter 43, verse 2. Chapter 43, verse 2. And the book of 2nd Esdras, chapter 6, verse 17. 2nd Esdras 6, verse 17. Verse 15. And his feet like burnished brass, as if refined in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. Verse 16 of chapter 1. Reference Isaiah chapter 49, verse 2. Isaiah 49, 2, and Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. Hebrews 4, 12. Verse 16. And in his right hand he held seven stars. And out of his mouth went a sharp, two-edged sword. And his face was as the sun, shining in its strength. Right, that two-edged sword is the Word. That's the Word of Yahweh that cuts both ways. Verse 17. Reference Isaiah chapter 44, verse 6, and chapter 48, verse 12. That's Isaiah 44, 6. And 48:12, 2nd Esdras chapter 10, verse 30, 2nd Esdras 10, verse 30, And Revelations chapter 2, verse 8, Revelations 2, 8, and Revelations 22, verse 13. 22, 13. Verse 17, and when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he placed his right hand on me, saying, do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. Verse 18, and the living one. And I became dead, and see, I am living forever and ever. Amen. And I possess the keys of Sheol and of death. Sheol is the land of the dead and its inhabitants. Now that was Yeshua Messiah, the first and the last. He is the one that died for us and is living again. There we go. Verse 19. Write therefore what you have seen, both what is now and what shall take place after these. Verse 20. The secret of the seven stars, which you saw in my right hand, and the seven golden lampstands. The seven stars are messengers of the seven assemblies, and the seven lampstands, which you saw, are the seven assemblies. And that ends chapter 1. Here's chapter 2 of Revelation. To the messenger of the assembly of Ephesus write, he who is holding the seven stars in his right hand, who is walking in the midst of the seven golden lampstands, says this. Verse 2. I know your works, and your labor, and your endurance, and that you are not able to bear evil ones, and have tried those who say they are emissaries and are not, and have found them false. When they say tried, that means tested. Okay. Verse 3. And you have been bearing up and have endurance and have labored for my name's sake and have not become weary. Verse 4. But I hold this against you, that you have left your first love. Verse 5. So remember from where you have fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I shall come to you speedily and remove your lampstand from its place unless you repent. That lampstand would be the assembly. Okay. Verse 6. Yet this you have, that you hate the works of the Nicolaites, which I also hate. Verse 7. Reference 2 Esdras, chapter 2, verse 12. 2 Esdras 2, verse 12. Revelation chapter 22, verse 2. Revelation 22, 2. And Genesis chapter 2, verse 9, Genesis 2, 9, and Genesis chapter 3, verses 22 and 24. Genesis 3, 22 and 24. This is verse 7. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the assemblies. To him who overcomes, I shall give to eat from the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of Elohim. All right, he who overcomes. The name Israel means to overcome with El. He's speaking to Israel. All right, no one else. That's what Israel means. Israel. Two words. Verse 8. Reference Revelations chapter 1, verse 17. That's 1:17. And Revelations 22, verse 13. 22, verse 13. And Isaiah chapter 44, verse 6. Isaiah 44, verse 6. And 48, verse 12. 48, verse 12. Here's verse 8 of chapter 2. And to the messenger of the assembly in Smyrna write, this says the first and the last, who became dead and came to life. Verse 9. I know your works, and pressure, and poverty, yet you are rich. That's spiritually rich, okay? And the blasphemy of those who say they are Yahudim and are not, but are a congregation of Satan. They say they are of the tribe of Judah, but they aren't. They're fakers. Now we know who they are. Okay, who tries to claim to be Israel today, but are not? Verse 10 and 11. Do not be afraid of what you are about to suffer. See, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison in order to try you. That's to test you. And you shall have pressure 10 days. Be trustworthy until death, and I shall give you the crown of life. Verse 11. See, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the assemblies. He who overcomes shall by no means be harmed by the second death. That's Israel, he who overcomes, the overcomers, okay? Verse 12. And to the messenger of the assembly in Pergamos write, he who has the sharp two-edged sword says this. Verse 13. I know your works and where you dwell, where the throne of Satan is. And you hold fast to my name and did not deny the belief in me, even in the days in which Antipas was my trustworthy witness, who was killed near you where Satan dwells. Verse 14. That's referenced back to verse 11, okay? But I hold a few matters against you, because you have there those who adhere to the teaching of Bilaam, who taught Balak to put a stumbling block before the children of Israel to eat food offered to idols and to commit whoring. Verse 15. So you also have those who adhere to the teachings of the Nicolaitans, which I hate. Verse 16. Repent, or else I shall come to you speedily and fight against them with the sword of my mouth. Verse 17. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the assemblies. To him who overcomes, again that's Israel, I shall give some of the hidden manna to eat. And I shall give him a white stone, and on the stone a renewed name written, which no one knows except him who receives it. And for verse 17, reference Exodus chapter 16, verses 14 and 15 and 33 and 34. Exodus 16, 14 and 15 and 33 and 34. The book of John, chapter 6, verses 48 through 50. John chapter 6, verses 48 through 50. And Isaiah 62, verse 2. Isaiah 62, verse 2, and 65, verse 15. 65, verse 15. Verse 18. And to the messenger of the assembly in Thyatira write, this says the son of Elohim, who has eyes like a flame of fire, and his feet like burnished brass. And you can reference Daniel chapter 10, verses 5 and 6. Daniel 10, 5 and 6. Verse 19. I know your works and love and service and belief and your endurance. And as for your works, the last are more than the first. Verse 20. But I hold against you that you allow that woman, Isabel, who calls herself a prophetess, to teach and lead my servants astray to commit whoring and to eat food offers to idols. You can reference 1 Kings chapter 16, verse 31, and 2 Kings verse 9, or chapter 9, verse 22 and 30. That's 1 Kings 16, 31, and 2 Kings 9, 22 and 30. Verse 21. And I gave her time to repent of her whoring, and she did not repent. Verse 22. See, I am throwing her into a sick bed, and those who commit adultery with her into great affliction, unless they repent of their works. Verse 23. And I shall slay her children with death, And all the assembly shall know that I am the one searching the kidneys and hearts. That's the inner emotions and reasons. They use those in Hebrew to express. They have different expressions than we have in the English. Okay, the kidneys and hearts. And I shall give to each one of you according to your works. And for verse 23, reference Psalm chapter 7, verse 9. Psalm 7, verse 9. And Psalm 62, verse 12. Psalm 62, verse 12. And the book of Jeremiah, chapter 17, verse 10. Chapter 17, verse 10. Verse 24, and to you I say, and to the rest in Thyatira, as many as do not possess this teaching, and who have not known the depths of Satan, as they call them, I am not putting on you another burden. Verse 25, but hold fast what you have until I come. And again, in verse 26, and he who overcomes, that's Israel, and guards my works until the end, to him I shall give authority over the nations. Reference Psalm 2, verse 8, Psalm 2, verse 8, verse 27. And he shall shepherd them with a rod of iron, as the potter's vessel shall be broken to pieces, as I also have received from my Father. Reference Psalm 2, verse 9. Psalm 2, verse 9. Verse 28. And I shall give him the morning star. Verse 29. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the assemblies. And that ends chapter 2. Let's get into chapter 3 here. I should be able to finish this. Verse 1 of chapter 3. And to the messenger of the assembly in Sardis write, he who has the seven spirits of Elohim and the seven stars says this, I know your works, that you have a name, that you are alive, but you are dead. But spiritually dead. Ooh. Verse 2. Wake up and strengthen what remains and is about to die. For I have not found your works complete before Elohim. Ooh, he's really rebuking that one. Verse 3. Reference Matthew 24, verses 43 and 44. That's Matthew 24, 43 and 44. Luke 12, chapter 12, verses 39 and 40. That's Luke 12, 39 and 40. And Revelation chapter 16, verse 15. Chapter 16, verse 15, verse 3. Remember then how you have received and heard, and watch and repent. If then you do not wake up, I shall come upon you as a thief, and you shall not know at all what hour I come upon you. Verse 4. Nevertheless, you have a few names in Sardis who have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, because they are worthy. Verse 5. This is verse 5 of chapter 3. Reference Exodus chapter 32, verses 32 and 33. That's Exodus 32, verse 32 and 33. Psalm 69, verse 28. Psalm 69, 28. Matthew chapter 10, verse 32. Matthew chapter 10, verse 32. Luke chapter 12, verse 8. Luke 12, verse 8. And Revelation chapter 20, verse 12. Revelation 20, verse 12. This is verse 5. He who overcomes, that's Israel, shall be dressed in white robes. And I shall by no means blot out his name from the book of life, but I shall confess his name before my Father and before his messengers. That's the angels in heaven. Okay. Verse 6. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the assemblies. Verse 7. You can reference for verse 7, Isaiah 22, verse 22. Isaiah 22, 22. And Job chapter 12, verse 14. Job 12, 14. Here's verse 7. And to the messenger of the assembly in Philadelphia write, he who is set apart, he who is true, he who has the key of David, he who opens and no one shuts and no one opens, says this. Verse 8. I know your works. See, I have set before you an open door, and no one is able to shut it. That you have little power, yet have guarded my word, and have not denied my name. Verse 9 of chapter 3, reference Isaiah. Chapter 43, verse 4. These are all in Isaiah. Isaiah 43, 4. Isaiah 49, 23. 49, 23. And Isaiah 60, verse 14. Isaiah 60, 14. Remember this verse, verse 9. See, I am giving up those of the congregation of Satan who say they are Yahudim and are not, but lie. The fake purveyors, they say they are Israel, but they are not. continuing in verse 9, "See, I am making them come and worship before your feet and to know that I have loved you." Verse 10, "Because you have guarded my word of endurance, I also shall guard you from the hour of trial which shall come upon all the world to try those who dwell on the earth." Verse 11, "See, I am coming speedily. Hold what you have, that no one takes your crown." Verse 12, reference Isaiah chapter 62, verse 2. Isaiah 62:2 and Isaiah 65:15, Isaiah 65:15, and Revelation chapter 21, verse 2, Revelation 21:2, verse 12. "He who overcomes," that's Israel, he's talking to Israel. All through here, he's talking to Israel. "I shall make him a supporting post in the dwelling place of my Elohim, and he shall by no means go out. And I shall write on him the name of my Elohim and the name of the city of my Elohim, the renewed Jerusalem." The old one, not the one that's over there now, the renewed Jerusalem, which comes down out of the heaven from my Elohim and my renewed name. You hear that? It's coming here. We're not going there. Verse 13, "He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the assemblies." Verse 14, "And to the messenger of the assembly in Laodicea write, the Amen, the trustworthy and true witness, the beginning of the creation of Elohim, says this." And for verse 14, reference Proverbs 8, verse 22. Proverbs 8, verse 22. Colossians chapter 1, verse 15. Colossians 1, 15. And Hebrews chapter 1, verse 6. That's Hebrews 1, verse 6. Verse 15. Listen to this. "I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I would that you were cold or hot. So because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I am going to vomit you out of my mouth." Oh, man, that's rough. Okay. Verse 17, you can reference Hosea, the book of Hosea, chapter 12, verse 8. Hosea 12, verse 8. Verse 17, "Because you say, rich I am, and I am made rich, and need none at all, and do not know that you are wretched, and pitiable, and poor, and blind, and naked." Verse 18, reference Psalm 19, verse 10, Psalm 19, verse 10, Psalm 119, verse 72, and verse 127. That's 119, 72, and 27. And Proverbs chapter 30, verse 5. Proverbs 30, verse 5. Verse 18. I advise you to buy from me gold refined in the fire, so that you become rich, and white garments so that you become dressed, so that the shame of your nakedness might not be shown, and anoint your eyes with ointment so that you see. Verse 19, reference Proverbs 3, verse 12. Proverbs 3, 12, and Hebrews chapter 12, verse 6. Hebrews 12, verse 6. As many as I love, I reprove and discipline. So be ardent and repent. You hear that? If he loves you, he's going to reprove you and discipline you. Okay? Verse 20. See, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I shall come into him and dine with him, and he with me. Verse 21. To him who overcomes, that's Israel again, I shall give to sit with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. Verse 22. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the assemblies. And that ends chapter 3. Yes, he surrendered his life here on this planet to cover over our sins. And then he ascended to heaven and he sits there with the Father. That's Yeshua. Well, I don't have time. I have like 8 minutes. I don't have time to do chapter 4. I'm not going to try to rush anything. Revelations is going to be done slowly and carefully. So that ends the reading for today. I will begin in chapter 4 on the next show. I really appreciate your listenership and your support over all the time that I have been doing these. You have been a blessing to me, dear listener. Believe me, the response on my website is outstanding. And I know I'm reaching people with these, with the explanations. And it gives me great, great joy that I can share these with you and the knowledge that has been given to me. So until the next show, may Yahweh bless and keep you. And I will catch you then. I'm going to play a little bit of music and bow out. Praise Yahweh.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the royal master leads against the foe.
Oh. better get out on your knees and pray.
Steve, you are listening to EuroFolkRadio.com. We are privileged to bring you the Christian identity message to the dispersed people of true Israel, wherever they might be. We also bring you news and current events, health information, political commentary, and a little humor thrown in. We are glad that you could join us. And may Yahweh bless and keep you. Praise Yahweh.